morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi. All right, so today we're going to do a test, and then I will get to some questions. I want to make to make it easier for you to go through 21 days and MP3s and give you enough tools so that you can integrate as much as you can and return to that being that you are of love and light, and from that place become your empowered self. Okay. Are there any questions before I start? Oh, hang on. Okay, let's go to 717.
Hi, it's Alana.
Hi, Alana. Do you have a general question, or is it more specific for yourself? What's your question?
Oh, I'm just transitioning from being with the client, so I'm trying to like get my head around what we're doing here. So no, I didn't have
okay.
a question. I just
okay.
Do your thing. I didn't know if you were gonna talk and do some energy and then take calls. I'm just like a little disoriented. Sorry.
That's all right. Well, let's get you oriented, and I'll take more calls about the process or questions about the process. Personal ones at the end. I'm sure we're going to have time. But if you have anything about the process, maybe I will be happy to answer that now before we get going. Anything
okay.
or no? You want to wait?
I'll wait.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you. So everyone take a deep breath. Let your consciousness drop to the bottom of your body, the bottom of your tailbone. If your mind is holding you higher in your body, sometimes what I do is pretend I have eyeballs at my hips. And that sort of drops me immediately. Okay, good. All right, let's align our universal bodies, our galactic bodies, if that's appropriate for us, our highest selves deep in our body. Okay. All right, I'm going to run some energy up and down the core for everyone. We're going to connect to our source. And this morning I'm seeing really beautiful, beautiful energies come in. If it's possible to have a rain of light, that's what it looks like. Lots of different colors. Flowing down through the crown. All the way to the bottom of your feet. Just let it flow. Take a deep breath. Take another breath if it feels like the energy is maybe a little high for you. And we're going to integrate the energies appropriate for you. And anytime you listen to this, where you are in that moment. There we go. Okay, I'm feeling some identity shift with a few of you. And we're moving into the identity of love and light. And from that place, we can access our empowered self. Okay. There's been a lot of energy lately, worldwide, universally. Let's go ahead and ground into the core of the earth. So go into the crystalline core, all the way down with the light streaming through you from the bottom of your tailbone. And the name of our package, I suppose, is Be Our Authentic Self. So all the things that are you, that you think are you, that you are now realizing or not, feel free to leave those masks or those identities in the core of the earth. All the things we've absorbed from other people, all the messages from teachers or experts that happen not to actually be our true self. We can leave those right here and now, and you can return at any time to do this. If you've been listening to the MP3s, you may have had a deeper understanding or knowledge of illusions or delusions that you carry, places that you may be in servitude to something that's not working for you anymore, a complete aha of how the universe really works, and where you thought you were aligned and you truly were not. You were aligned to something that you have outgrown. Go ahead and leave anything like that in the core of the earth. This also includes our disempowered states, the part of us that says I can't, the part of us that says they won't let me, the part that feels victimized, the part that feels stuck, all those stories, all of those scenarios we play over and over, we can begin to release those. Okay, take your attention and any minerals or crystalline energy back into your human heart. All the places that you felt attached to some of the identity you've been shedding, I want you to invite those into your heart. And let the flow of unconditional love stream into your heart. Now I want you to connect to the unconditional love beyond what you may have felt before, because even that is shifting in our ability to perceive it. One way to identify what it is how you feel in nature, in a beautiful scenery, beautiful music, not one with memories, but the one within the moment and coming upon the next moment where you're streaming that pure energy through you, that pure love source. Create a sanctuary within your heart, and that can be a room. It can be a scene in nature, or you can just feel a wave pulsing within the heart space. And with this unconditional love, this pure essential love from Source, we're going to embrace the parts of us that were attached to old identities. And we're going to love them until they melt into our being. Any residual scenario that it was attached to will simply turn to dust and move out. I feel someone within the group is bringing back an old religious identity that was really attached into what service was, what love was, and what sacrifice was. So if that has any meaning for you, just allow those pieces of yourself to come into your heart and we'll love them. And with that, they get just an upgraded version of what that now means in this world. Okay. If you would just invite a part of yourself that is resistant to any upgraded energy. It can be a small part, it can be a big fractal part, it could be like a big fluffy cloud part, it could be anything, but it will be you, and invite that into your heart. Okay, very good. Integrate and love. We get to 73% of integration on any subject, any energy line that we're working. We immediately kind of pop into that higher realm, and that is within this package, and that is the empowered energy. It's loaded with creativity. It comes out of the ability to have unconditional love and acceptance of what is. It makes your future shifts easier. And it creates a solid foundation for you. One of the reasons that this package came about was we were looking at all the people I was doing sessions for and how often people were returning to the same problem. They would call me and they would say, I've had this or I've had this return over and over and over. And so this group of healing works, this MP3 group, the 21 days, all of this is about empowering yourself and getting a solid foundation of how to stop having boomerangs in your life. And that would be something, it could be like I have this entity that keeps coming back, or I have this problem that I thought was solved, but it's not. And so this is a way to just elevate a lot quickly. It's also a way to get the foundation so firm that within seconds you can integrate big aspects of yourself as you become aware of them. Big breath. We want it to be natural as breathing, that you see a part of yourself that's operating space. It is not aligned to love and light, to that true identity of you, and you just simply bring it back. Okay, so our heart is where we're going to be doing this transmutation. Some of you have very heavy hearts right now. I think some are going, that may not actually even be on the call today, but I want you to go ahead and take a deep breath and let's clear any energies of heaviness. Just let that just glide right out the front of your heart or the back of your heart. We'll bring in some dolphin energies to assist this clearing. The refined light transmute this and go within the density, retrieving the light that is you. And integrating it. It's almost impossible to do a really good integration without getting a good insight, without getting that amazing knowledge and understanding. It's so beautiful how this works. All right, if you're feeling a little heightened or out of your body, go ahead and sink back into the hip area or the tailbone area of your body. So for doing this on your own, I'm just going to go over some key elements I would like you to be aware of. The first thing is we align to Source. We remember who we are. We are love and light. And all we're doing is simply returning to that identity. And the part that we're integrating isn't a big dark experience. It is the aspect of us attached to that experience, lost in that experience, broken, fragmented, disintegrated in that experience. That part comes home. So for everyone who has aspects that are broken loose, parts that feel broken, disintegrated, I'd like you to invite those into your heart now. A beautiful practice, even for moments you feel confused. Okay. There you go. Someone just did a really big piece and moved right into empowerment. Very good. And we love, and we keep loving this with not the love that you learned in this life through other people. It must be that Source, unconditional love. That's where you need to go, and that's where you need to train yourself to go to do that. Now, sometimes we begin this process, and it hasn't completed all the way through. But that's okay. The more you continue to flood your heart with this high level of unconditional love, this pure Source essential energy, you'll be able to integrate it until it completes. At the end of some of my private sessions with you, this process has begun. And because we've done so much, it hasn't completely gone all the way through. And it's okay, because you're going to get there. And you're going to get there by continuing to bring that energy into your heart. And it could be in a quiet moment. It could be any place. But suddenly you'll feel it, and you'll know that you've just integrated another aspect of yourself. And in those quiet moments, you'll have that acknowledgement. You're going to have that love. And for anyone who has part of themselves that process, I'm going to stream some energy that you can go back to at any time and use. You can also do that with unconditional MP3, unconditional love MP3. Okay, here we go. This is the highest level G as of today that I can give you for this. Okay, take a deep breath. Head and drop this energy deep into your body, into the hip area, tailbone area. You need to ground into the core of the planet again. Go ahead and do that. Next, we're going to use an infinity loop. And so that looks like a figure eight. And within this loop, I see a lot of colors, a lot of diamond energy, a lot of beautiful energy, and it swirls in a flowing figure eight of energy, like a river of moving energy. You can bring in dolphin energy to flow on that if you'd like. And I want you to put yourself in one end of the loop. And in the other, you can call in anything you'd like, or you can call in a shameful experience, something you still feel some shame about. Just take what immediately comes to light. It can be the voice in you that shames yourself. It can be an experience with another person or a family member. It can be any event whatsoever. between you and the event, this figure eight infinity energy is moving and looping between the two, yourself and the event or the feeling. That shameful feeling represents a moment in time that's continuing to magnify and reverberate within your energy field. It slows you down. It keeps you from being everything that you can. Any lesson you learned from that shame is long past its usefulness in your life. But what fuels that continuous reverberation of shame that comes back every once in a while to you is an aspect of yourself attached to it, a part of yourself that broke off when this experience happened. And I'd like you to reclaim it now and return it to your heart. And for most of you, this is going to be very quick because the work is already done. You just need to reclaim the part of yourself animating that. So go ahead and pull that into your heart and love that free. And as you do that, and as I assist with that, I see pictures of blaming or shaming or lots of things, and they just move into the background because the only important thing here is the love and light. Everything else, in some respect, is no longer part of you. It's an event that you went through that the perspective got out of sync with. Okay, very good. Very, very good. Now, speaking of getting out of sync, another process I'm going to take you through. Now, and before I do, I just want to say something about the infinity loop. You can go anytime you want. Just get a moment in privacy. Bring in the unconditional love. You can put a person in that other end of the loop. You can put something you're feeling. You can put a broken piece of yourself and talk to it. You can put your inner child in there. Anything you put there, you can process with. And it's fast because you have these streams of energy moving between you and the other until you identify what is you and what isn't. If you have another person there, go ahead and send anything to them that you may be carrying back to them, what we jokingly call the prisoner exchange. They get their pieces back, and you get your pieces back. They figure out. I was given a new process a couple of days ago. Everyone will take a deep breath and ground and get ready. We'll go ahead and go through this. Okay. Codependent relationship or misalignments with other people. What we often do is bring the other people into the story or the experience that we had with another. We kind of can't help it. Paradigm, once one person moved out of the story, we would move another person into that story. And that was the program we were running. That program required someone to fulfill that space. Now that we're getting rid of these programs and allowing everyone to be the love and light that they are, we can have residual grids that are in place that are constantly seeking these people to fill in the grids and fill in the role of someone persecuting us, someone to be appalled by, someone that's keeping us from something, someone that's holding us down. All of these all of these scenarios, anything that you can, we could be wired for. What is amazing about that is how creative are we that we can do it? But we are. As we take this into the unconscious, the unknown, into the known, start working with this creatively. All right, take a deep breath. I'm going to realign some grids in your body, and we're going to go to all the places that you have this perpetual program of people fulfilling these roles. Some of you have it down your center. Some have it along the adrenal line. Some people have it along the kidney line. There's a few in people's heads, but most are in the body. I'm going to clean all of those grids out and rearrange them. And how this looks to me energetically is we stop depending on other people and we take a deeper step into knowing our own empowerment with Source. Okay, so I'm going to clean it all until I can do the time. And there are 12 to be done on everybody. So I'll take a little bit of time with you, clean and clear that area. I'm going to call it an internal grid until they give me another name for it. And then I'll do all 12, and then I'll come back for questions. Okay, here we go. Detachment, person, and you'll be realigned to merge. That will make your manifestation much quicker. With the work, we're going to bring another stream of the light. I'm calling it light rain. I don't know what else to call it. We'll just let that come through you, surround you, and through you. With this shift, spinal cord area, a lot of unconscious energy moves to the light, so you might feel a clearing right down your core. Here it goes. going to run some more light again. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. I really look forward to the rest of our sessions and calls together and our 21 days. All right, so I'm going to take some questions. Let me... Okay, so if you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand. And I think that is star 7. All right. I do recall a couple of things that came in by email, so I'm going to address those right now. And the first one is how to get more money, and their entire way of making money felt they began to feel the doubt. Now, with this doubt, I want you to understand that all process sometimes has that. So we love the part that's attached to the doubt, but it's fine. We're not judging the doubt. We're just allowing room for new ways to come through. We're allowing new things to come through. It's not about judging and getting upset that something isn't working. We're constantly in a state of upgrading, up-leveling, becoming who we are. And so, it's very key, it's very important to accept where we are and all the parts that are resistant to where we are, to love those fractal pieces that are in the resistance, because that will allow the movement to happen. That will allow more options to come in. And all the parts of ourselves that feel that where we are is unacceptable, we want to love that part, because that's complete self-rejection. So we want to love those fractal pieces that feel unacceptable to ourselves. Big breath. With relationships, I want you to bring in any parts of yourself that may feel that that you have an attachment to someone acting or being a certain way. If your partner is constantly in a place and doesn't seem to ever move, find the part of yourself that is attached to them being where they are, because they've always been that way, because you don't want any part of your energy to be holding them in that pattern. So that pattern of expectation that they will be stuck and you will be stuck, we want to integrate. And then something new can come up with that. Okay, everyone, I'm not seeing any hands raised, so I'm going to go to interactive and where everybody can talk. So put yourself on mute if something else is going on, just to see what's going on with you folks. Hello?
Hi, I think it's star 2 to raise the hand.
Oh, here it says star 7, but star 2, I know, is normally what we do. So, anyway, what does anybody have any questions?
Well, I could just clarify the process that we're supposed to be doing is all the parts, triggers, all the things that come up, which is the practice that we're to be learning is to continually be taking that into the heart and flooding it with love and light.
The part that is attached to it, okay? So let's say you have, give me an example of an experience.
Okay, an experience with a dentist office, and mm-hmm. I can't seem to bring myself to go back there. I can't break the... It was the first visit, and it didn't go well, and...
Okay. Okay.
Well, some of it went well, and some of it didn't.
Okay, the part that feels it didn't go well, how did you feel it didn't go well? What did you feel?
I questioned the procedure that he was recommending, and I felt pressured, definitely felt pressured by their marketing person.
Okay, so the part that felt pressured and questioned the procedures, bring those back into your heart. And what we're going to do is clean that part of you of that experience so you're not vibrating with all of that. And so when we reintegrate that, what will happen is it opens the opportunity. Either you'll feel what it will do is neutralize it. So you can either go back because that stuff won't bother you anymore and it will feel right, or you'll find a new dentist. But it frees you of that to be able to do what you want. Does that make sense? And so the most important
freedom
thing...
Freedom is what I want.
Freedom is what you want.
Freedom and neutrality is what I want, yes.
Yeah. This is like a heart neutral... it's a way to get neutral in your heart. And I find it works really well. And once you get something completely all the way loved through, you're done. You know, you won't come back. Now, there might be a little aspect of it that also needs it, but I find these rather permanent. So, and then you'll probably find other things. So let's go into all other times you question an authority and their pressure to market and bring those back into your heart and love those. Okay, so you've got a lot of attention on those experiences. Let's go in and find all the parts that are attached to those experiences. Okay, I'm going to need to mute everybody. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, Alana, 717.
Okay, Alana, that's who I thought it was.
Put the candle on there.
Okay. Go ahead and stream that love, Alana. And you can always love the part that overthinks. Go ahead.
You got my number. Well, I was just going to say, is it streaming to the heart chakra or to the physical heart?
It can be the heart chakra, and it can also be the physical heart. They're all going to hit the same place. So the more you do it, the more you might feel different parts of it, but just keep streaming it, and it'll be automatic. So you got those parts. Go ahead and just a little bit more, and you'll integrate all of it. Good. Okay, so what are you feeling about that experience now?
The moment feels kind of neutral.
There you go. So love the part that feels kind of.
Right. Oh, you're so good.
There you go. Because why settle for kind of empowered?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, why didn't you go to fully empowered?
Yeah, let's. I think it's just, okay, then I should love the part who is doubtful. That would be.
Yes.
Or the part that's afraid it's going to come back.
Right. All of them, because that part is had all those experiences that it's come back,
right.
And that
right.
doubting might be a great protective thing for you. So just keep
right.
loving it. Keeps you on your
okay.
toes to doubt, but it also splits your energy. So just go ahead and love that. There's a lot of emotion around that doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all the times yeah. things didn't work, all the times
yeah.
you didn't protect yourself enough, all the times
right.
that if you had been more aware, and that's just beating yourself up. So that
mm-hmm.
part of yourself that must beat yourself up to keep yourself safe. Love that part. So within that, there is like a, I would call it like a fractal nugget of yourself, and it's just holding. It's in this holding space. And let's go into what's within that holding space and retrieve that part of yourself. But for everyone, anytime you felt on hold, go ahead and bring those parts back to yourself. I mean, let's look at the history of being on hold. We're not able to speak the way you want, to not be able to say what you need, why you have to wait for somebody else, why this experience must happen before this next one can happen. Bring all those parts back. There's a lot of energy on being in hold or on hold. And the more energy you bring back, the more empowered you are. How are you feeling, Alana?
I'm still fairly neutral and curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's love the fairly part. See how you won't let yourself completely be neutral.
Yeah, really scared.
Yeah.
Scared to... All the times I believed and hoped and thought, oh, this time would be different, and nope, boomerang.
Yeah, okay, let's love all those boomeranged parts and all those times that you were scared and hopeful and things weren't different. And all the times you gave your power to someone else to make them different and they didn't. They let you
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Love those parts. I feel a piece of someone else in your heart. I'm just going to return that into the light. Just tangled up energy. How are you doing now?
Yawning a lot. That's a good sign.
Okay. Good for you. Okay, very good, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 408. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. Thank you so much for
You're
taking
welcome.
My call. I am struggling with letting go of someone, letting go of a relationship that didn't happen.
Okay.
I have a history of being of either dating the super nice guy that I'm not really interested in, but he's safe, and that doesn't work mm-hmm. out. And then I swing to the other side, and I date the unavailable man who doesn't want me. And so I recently was with a couple of years back, actually, with an unavailable man, and I've been doing a lot of work to try to let him go, and I can't seem to cut the cords, and he keeps reaching out to me. And I'm trying to do the friend thing with him. And I would like to be in that place where I could actually be friends with an ex-boyfriend. But
mm-hmm.
it's just hard on me because he's with someone else. And he says things like, we, you know, he and this other woman just went to Italy, and they are doing this and they're doing that. And
okay, okay, Julia, take
triggered.
A deep breath. Yeah, take a deep breath. Okay. All right. So there's a lot here. So let's bring in the parts of yourself that are torturing yourself.
And quick question: how, I don't know how to love those parts. I mean, what does
okay,
that really mean?
Good.
Yeah.
Good question. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go to your heart space and create a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your sanctuary is where is the seat of our integration within your heart. So I'd like you to bring in, invite into yourself the part of yourself that's ready to let go and integrate the relationship sabotage energy. And for you, there is a bit of loving someone who cannot love you back.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that part in.
And feeling like I should have done things differently. You know, and
yeah,
maybe would have wanted me.
Yeah, okay, so now you're messing with yourself here. So all the parts of yourself that are sabotaging and messing yourself, this is a way to make yourself feel ugly and unacceptable to other people.
Well, then there's that part that doesn't want to let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, without him, I don't have anybody else. It's not like I have other men that are interested. So it's kind of like, okay, well, he's better than nothing.
But you don't have him anyway. He's with somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All
that's
right.
The concept.
So let's love the part of yourself that's self-rejecting. You're using these men to reject yourself. And sometimes you swing the other way and reject them. But you're on this polarity of rejection.
Right.
Okay, so go ahead and bring in the parts of yourself that reject other men who love you because you don't feel lovable. And then you prove it to yourself by getting someone who can't love you because there was somebody else. Go ahead and bring those parts in. Now, how do we do this process? We go to the highest level of unconditional love that we can, and we stream that into the heart. So now that we've gathered these pieces, and this is common in this work, there's a lot of aspects that you've already done this work with that are ready to come in, and I'm going to invite them in right now. And these parts of yourself know how to love you, but you've just rejected them. So they're coming in, and they love that love. So now what we've done is we've integrated the parts of yourself that you were rejecting that know how to love yourself. You were keeping yourself separate from love. And so all the parts in yourself that were participating in this game that you are playing, and I know it's a serious, painful game. It's a program. We're going to find those fractal pieces that are within your heart. There we go. And we'll take the cloaks they're wearing of these experiences off and return them to pure love and light. And there's a part of you that doesn't want to let go of this because this is all you've known and you're kind of addicted to the experience of the rejection as an identity. So I want you to love the part with unconditional love that's kind of conditioned herself to be rejected. And sometimes that out of control feeling, you know, you counter it by rejecting others. So just love all those parts that you've rejected. And I'm going to invite into your heart all the parts of yourself you've rejected for any other reason. There you go. The part of you that, the part of yourself that wants the unattainable, and want someone against their will. How are you feeling?
I'm not really feeling any difference.
I'm not
sure what I'm supposed to be feeling.
Okay. So love the part that feels like it's supposed to be feeling something.
So how do I love that part? I guess I'm still confused about loving the part that...
Can you stream love? Can you let love be in your heart?
I guess I'd have to think of something that I love.
Think of a flower. I mean, a flower's mm-hmm. good, but what do you love? Mm-hmm. What do you love unconditionally?
Oh, my cat.
Okay. I want you to see your cat in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to love your cat with everything you have. Can you feel that love?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. So put one of these fractal pieces that we're talking about, the man, the part of yourself that might be loving the unattainable man. And part of our issue is what do we call love? You know, because you can love him unconditionally, completely. There's no problem with that. But what's the longing and the wanting is what has you tripped up. Because unconditionally loving him, we can allow him to be who he wants and be with who he wants. Mm-hmm. But when we long and we want, then we've lowered the energy. We're not in unconditional love anymore. So that part of you that longs and wants him,
mm-hmm.
we're going to love that part attached to that experience.
And that's where I struggle, because I have a vision of my cat to put in my heart. But how
yes.
do I have a vision of some part that I've rejected?
Well, you don't have to have a vision. You could have a feeling. Can you
mm-hmm.
feel that part of your cat? That way you feel for your cat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So feel all the rejected parts of yourself that never got what they needed. There you go. All right, I'm going to remove some barriers for you. How are you? Can you feel the dream?
No, I'm not really feeling anything other than real sadness.
Okay, but that's what you're feeling. So you are feeling sadness. Okay, so that's something leaving. So beyond, what's beyond the sadness?
Loneliness.
Okay. To love the part that feels lonely. There you go. What's on the other side of loneliness?
Peace.
That is beautiful, because if you keep going, we always go back to love and light.
But is it best for me to just have this person out of my life then? Because I feel so much resistance to telling him to go away and not come back. And he keeps trying to come back to my life.
Let's love the part that feels resistant. Do we have a session set up?
Not yet. I was going to ask you if I should do that sooner or later.
I think you probably want to do it sooner, just so, because I think we can get through this really fast.
Yeah.
But you know what? You want to love yourself. Just for those listening to this call, you want to love yourself enough that it's okay whichever choice you make. And it's about your divine self and what your divine self needs. And if it needs to not try to be friends with someone you don't actually feel friendly with, because you want more, then that's your truth. Sometimes you just need a little more space.
I've already done that for a year and a half. I took space, and he came back.
Okay.
And I thought I was okay to have him back, and it wasn't.
Yeah, you can tell him you need more space. But you have that choice, though, right? And you might not have the time. You might need to make time for somebody else, even yourself. So just keep loving those parts. Get through. Go ahead. My calendar. I can make time for you. So go ahead and let's do that. I don't want you. I mean, you can be in pain as long as you want, but if you're ready to get out of it, let me just go ahead and help you jump right out of it.
Yeah.
Because you can get there pretty fast. I think you've done that. So the important thing is, no matter what you're feeling, if you go into it enough, if you're willing to go through it and reclaim those parts of yourself, you always go back to peace and love and light. Always. That's on the other side. And we don't remember it on the way, but that's the truth. And you were able to do that. So that really tells me you're ready. So it's okay to cry. Crying is rushing, is letting all of this out. So just please just do that.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep loving the part that's crying. You're good. You're good. You really are. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sylvia?
Yes. Hello, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi. I would love to become neutral.
Okay,
neutral with my husband, because I could be in states where I feel so much love, so much high up and so much implicit joy, and then just in one fragment of a second, if he appears and something happens between us, I'm fully down. And I get a very, very angry, and I have an immediate response, very negative response to him. And I turn out to be a very awful person. So it's something so immediately, and I don't like this about me, because I think in my heart, in my soul, I'm very kind, I'm very cheerful, I'm very, very loving person. But I get triggered. These are triggers, and I don't feel good about that.
All right. So I'm getting some vibration or reverb on my voice a little bit. Okay, seems like it's better. Okay, so let's go back to the part of yourself that's judging how you become with your husband, like you don't like. So love the part that you do not like who you become. And then all of the self-doubt. Love all the parts that are in self-doubt by your interactions with him. And love all the parts that go into being down with him. And then love the parts that are angry. You know, angry is just showing that you are probably establishing a new boundary of empowerment. Bring all those parts into your heart. and the part that feels violated by him. Do you feel some kind of violation?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Let's love those parts.
Not respected.
Yes. Love the disrespected parts. Let's bring those in to integrate. Now, the violation goes through lots of times and spaces. And for everyone who feels violated by a partner, go to any time, space, and dimension that aspects of yourself may be attached to and bring those into your heart. So with your husband, let me see what's here. I see, I have an image, like another dimensional image of him holding an old-fashioned key to a jail cell. And he would taunt you and let you out sometimes, but not all the time. Do you have feelings like that in your relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yes. I'm going to get the part, and you would scheme. You would scheme ways to kill him. You were just like hoping he'd just die or trip on the stairs or something. So let's just go ahead and bring the parts of yourself having all those feelings in that dimensional space and who you were there. You were furious. I mean, you were enraged, but you had to pretend to be something different than who you were there, Sylvia. Because if you weren't smiley and kind, you would never get out.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's bring all the parts of yourself that have to pretend feelings and to swallow feelings. Bring those back into your heart and let's love those whole. There are actually some very empowered parts of yourself that are stuck there, and they're coming back now and beginning to integrate, and part of you sees love and power as separate, and they are not as separate as you think. The new paradigm has them working together, and part of how he's been with you has made you doubt and dislike power, but that's also meant that you've kept yourself separate from your own empowerment. So bring those parts back into your heart, and let's love all of them. Have you been listening to the MP3s?
Yes, yes.
So now the MP3s are designed to bring stuff up. That's how I made them. and the two that will help you out of this quicker are what we did today, which is representing the energies of today, and golden blend, unconditional love. One, love needs to work in and change those programs you have. We also... let me just go in and see if I can see. Okay, I see something else for you. I'm just going to do a quick work. And that's where we're waiting for someone else to empower us. We're waiting for a partner, and we're slowing ourselves down for somebody else. And the way out of this is to just... fractal piece by fractal piece, empower yourself. And you can do it quietly with a smile on your face, but you do not have to be in denial of who you are or what you feel. And not liking who you are is actually not liking that part that feels disempowered. So let's love all the parts of yourself that are sick and tired of being disempowered and allow those back into your heart now. you had vows of not being angry, and you had vows of not picking up a sword again, and vows to not participate in aggressive ways with someone else. And so I'm just going to bring in all the parts of yourself that felt those vows, because as we untangle those vows, we're also empowering ourselves. The only vow that we want is between us and our source in the moment, to know the right action in any given moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. How's it going? How are you feeling?
I feel a bit relieved.
Yeah. I think the 21 days, this is going to be a good 21 days for you. This is going to be a big theme for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get this handled. You're going to really know when you're here and what you're there and what you're judging and what you're integrating. Sometimes we judge what we're integrating.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to love all those parts participating in that disempowerment. And you're going to have it back, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, yes.
Yeah, I love that part, hoping. You're going to just have it. Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Is this Mariah? Hi. Hi. Okay, again.
Hello?
Okay, you're unmuted now. Hi, how are you?
Hi. It's Amitabaya. Hi. You hear me?
Hi, Amitabaya. Hi.
I'm good, thanks. I would like to have some help with my previous lifetime from this lifetime.
Okay.
I died in the Holocaust, and I
okay.
decided to incarnate back into Germany, and grew up with a lot of fear of authority, and I just feel I cannot get over it. Like, it's really influencing me, and I would love to get neutral with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So authority, governments.
Yeah.
And what else? What other authorities in your life?
My mother, maybe.
Okay. How do you feel about your own self-authority or self-empowerment?
Interesting question.
Do you feel empowered?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. All right, so all the parts of ourselves that, and everyone can do this, that feel a resistance to the collective authority, and that's governments, that is schools, that are family dynamics, places where we have given our authority to other people, either because culturally, tribally, we are conditioned to do so. Go ahead and bring all those parts in. All right, so there's a trauma that someone's going to destroy. No, that's not a very empowering thing. So
you're breaking
into that. Okay, the part that feels like you're any moment someone could destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's invite that part into your heart. Okay, so distrust. I feel a lot of energy about having to circumnavigate the system, having to work. It seems like a lot of energy that's going into these other ways of working around things. Is that true for you?
Yeah.
All right, so let's love all the part that feels like you have to do that, because at any moment you could be destroyed, and I mean annihilated. This isn't just like a small death. This is like you would cease to exist in all eternity. Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that anywhere in your body?
I can feel it. I feel it goes a lot to my adrenals.
Okay, let's go ahead and move that out of your adrenals.
Mm.
And then we'll love the part that was stuck in that total annihilation. So within that killing, you were feeling the vibration of thousands and thousands of deaths simultaneously.
Mm.
So I'd like to upgrade that for you so you're not feeling everybody else's experience at the same time. I'm going to disentangle that from you and reset. And so for everyone on the call that we feel collectively disempowered and feeling the disempowerment of our fellow human beings, let's delete that, disentangle that. Carrying the unsolvable wounds that only other people can solve for themselves, let those patterns go. So the annihilation experience that I feel for you goes way, way back, far past Germany. So I'm going to bring in all the parts of yourself that have ever experienced annihilation or annihilated other people for the good of another people. We're going to bring that into your heart, and we're going to love those. Here we go. You also did this thing where you put parts of yourself on people who kill. So we're going to reclaim those parts, almost just kind of spy on them. So let's just bring all those parts back in. So this is a clear moment of where you're stepping out of the old paradigm into another. That's what this is. So you have a lot of energy in that old paradigm. Bring all that in, update it, and upgrade all of it. Okay, now I'm going to do a quick deleting all disempowerment patterns and paradigms. I think our earlier process might have brought some of this to the surface. Cleaning, clearing. Yeah. How are you doing now?
Yeah, I felt very emotional, especially with sharing all the feelings of other people when you brought that up.
Yes, you're very good at other people's feelings.
Yeah, very good at that. Very empathic. And yes. I could feel it in my adrenal straight when you started.
Uh-huh.
And I feel very shaky.
Right now you do?
Yeah.
Do you feel that now? Okay, let's rest the adrenals. So everyone so everyone on the call can do this. I want you to concentrate on the left adrenal first and bring in the energies to balance and stabilize the adrenal flow on the left side. And that energy is almost always different on each side of the body. So allow that to flow into the adrenal. I'm feeling a lot of blue energy. To calm the energy, balance the hormones, and the fears of other people that collect there. So the perception that happens in the adrenals will, and for you, I think it also hits right in the upper glands. So I'm going to clear both at the same time. Okay, how are you doing?
Yeah, a bit calmer.
Okay, let's do the same for the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll allow whatever needs to be there for the right side, which can be completely different. Your right side is more connected to your thyroid.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, how are you doing now?
I feel my heart with the right side.
Okay.
Like beating very faster.
Good. Okay, let's clean out the endocrine system there. So you do have also the memory of that last little moment before death, and I'm going to clear those memories out of all the quantum particles of your body.
Oh, great.
And that's not just deaths that you observed by other people. It's also deaths that some part of you participated in, giving other people. So I'm going to take both sides out for you. Your dog like that. Okay, so how are you doing now?
Yeah, I think good.
All right, good. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for that evening.
Thank You're you so welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have one more caller. 928. Hello. 928.
Hello.
Arizona. Hi.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, who's this?
It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
I just need to know what's next for me. I have been in total drama since surgery and not able to find a way out. As much as I'm loving all the parts that have been involved in this illusion world.
Jackie, I can't. Yes. You got a lot of noise there. Can you get in a quiet space?
I'm going right now. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So, do you have another surgery, or are we talking about the last one you had?
The last one.
Okay,
I'm no more. I'm choosing no more.
Okay. I'm gonna mute you, but I'm gonna unmute you in a little while. Okay. Hang on. Okay, so I'm just going to go into the memories of the surgery that you had. I think you had, all right. So the parts of yourself that are experiencing the out of control with surgery, and I feel an entanglement with anesthesia that bothered you. Just going to delete that. The feeling of your body being violated, and that's through early life experiences, and the surgery feels like a violation. I mean, people are using knives on you. Even if the reason for that is to save your life. So I'm just going to go in and work some neutralizing energy with that. I'm going to go to all times and spaces where someone used a knife on you. Against your will or against what felt right to you. And I'm feeling 11,000 incidents of a knife or scalpel through all time, spaces, and dimensions that you're connected to. I'm going to bring all those into your heart. I also see a time where you aggressively used a knife on someone else to protect yourself. And I want to go and collect those parts of yourself. And I think you've probably felt this in this experience. It's coming in really strong for me, the sense that you don't get to do that to me. I could do that to you too. So I think that's a very old energy here. It's going to bring as parts of yourself attached to it back to your heart. And love that. And I'm going to go through all the parts of yourself lost in anesthesia, the parts of yourself that felt disempowered by being put in that state, and the parts of yourself that want to come back. And this isn't true for everyone that I work on who has had surgeries, but it seems quite specific for you right now. So I'm going to bring all those parts into your heart. Kind of lost in the fog still. The part of yourself that chooses one thing, and the part of yourself that feels like there's no choice. So the part of yourself choosing something that you're kind of weak to choosing, I want to bring all those parts in. And I feel this. I feel like a small girl in another dimension, like ordering things madly, just sort of madly choosing things that she didn't really want. She was just practicing her empowerment. I'm going to bring those parts into your heart and realign that with Source for that choice. And the part of yourself that's choosing as a way to not a place where you're not feeling any choice, but then you're making choices on top of not feeling like you have a choice, and that's just causing confusion. So I'm going to bring all those in. So for everyone on the call where you're feeling as if, and not on just this call, but recorded later, all the places in our bodies where we feel powerless without choice, and we feel weak to our choices as if our choices do not matter, and they don't matter, so you can just choose anything. So let's just delete all of those experiences, zero minus infinity, and let's reset those with our powerful Source and neutralize. Lots of choice coming back. Okay, so here's another one. This is for our political season. All the choices that are not really choices. You know, like the fake choices you're getting, you're given in sales techniques, through governments, through people, even in daycare centers. It's like, do you want the red or the purple? And they're actually kind of the same thing. Okay, so let's just go ahead and neutralize all the fake choices that we've had that made all of our choices worthless. Bring all the pieces that are traumatized by those experiences back into your heart and love them. Okay, I'm going back to you, Jackie. Balancing the body, mind, and spirit for you and everyone. I ground more deeply. All the places a surgeon or expert took the place of your divine self and your divine knowing. Your divine knowing is your empowerment. And we access it through the doorway of unconditional love. Okay. Jackie, I'm going to unmute you. Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
All right. Do you feel more neutral?
Yeah, just uncertain where to go because all the drama created such a mess for me, like I'm not going to be working in.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So take a deep breath and let's just delete all the drama, the residual, the collective, the cumulative experiences of drama, and delete all those. And all the parts of yourself attached to that drama, let's love those parts. Very There you go.
I just have this fear of looking for another job that I'm just going to bring this with me. It's like, I don't want that. It's not fair to anybody.
So the part of you that is attached to the baggage, taking the baggage along, that scenario, let's go ahead and love the part attached to the baggage. And all the times you threw yourself out with the trash. Go ahead and bring all those parts back. Okay, unconditional love. It's time to up-level this for you. Let's get it higher. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm listening to the MP3, and I don't feel anything from them this time, and that was bothering me.
Okay, now which one are you listening to the most?
I'm listening to all of them. I have them on repeat. Really drawn to the delete the illusions and manipulations,
yeah.
But the unconditional love one is just...
That's where you're not feeling it?
I'm not feeling any of them. Usually I get, like, really big feelings and shifts and, movement, and I'm not getting anything.
Let's love that part that's feeling like you're not getting anything. And then separate from unconditional love. Bring it in. Can you feel that?
Yeah, a little tingly.
Okay.
In my shoulders.
Okay. All right. So.
Thank you.
You are going to be able to feel these things. Now, I'm going to just mention this. You're deep in process, and most of those MP3s are about digging up and letting go, which put you in a numb state. I muted you because there was lots of noise. So what I'd like you to do, though, is to spend a little bit more time on the golden blanket and the unconditional love if you're in the constant trigger, because we need to get that love flowing stronger for you, so you're not in constant process, so that you can get the relief right away. And if you're feeling it on this call, go ahead and just keep listening to this, because you'll get a copy of it. And once again, I'm gonna stream some unconditional love. So here we go. And for all of you who've brought up quite a few things that that are in the process, like we talked about, or you're triggered still, I'm just going to bring in some energy for the trigger. So all the triggers we're going to realign. And get them to work for you instead of against you. Okay. Jackie, I unmuted you. Are you there?
I am. I felt that a lot, that one.
Okay, good. Hang on with that one. And we'll talk soon. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Are there any other questions? I don't see any. So I'm going to put everyone on interactive. And if something comes up, feel free to ask it. Send me some emails if you'd like. And on the 1st, we're going to go ahead and start the 21 days. And then following that immediately, we'll have 2 days of dolphin energies just to convert it. So you'll have 23 days solid plus today's call. Okay, here we go.
Sherry?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you doing? It's Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm pretty dolphinish.
Dolphinish?
very, very dolphinish, actually.
Okay.
I have one question. I just wanted to say that your work and you are absolutely amazing, the work you do. And question I have is when can I read your book?
Well, I have a book in process, so I'm hoping before, well, I don't know. My goal is sometime in the, to have the rough finished by the first quarter. So I am working on that. Yeah, thank you for asking. That's very
well. It just came really true. It's like, yeah, okay, I want to read your book. I don't know what it is, but I want to read it.
That's really great.
And I really got a vision, and I kind of really saw, that you need to get to a much bigger audience, and I think the world really need to hear everything you're saying.
Oh, thank you so much. I thank you so much for telling me that. That's just awesome. You made my day. Thank you.
You made mine.
Yes. All right. Thank you. All right, everyone. I'm going to put everyone on interactive. Let's see. See if I can do this. All right. Unmuting everyone. Okay, everyone, are you there? Thank you.
Yes, thank you,
Sherry.
Thank you.
Bye. Wonderful.
Much love to everyone.
Thank you.
Yum.
All right. Love you. Bye bye.
A big, big hug.
Oh, hug to everyone. Aloha.
Aloha. You are great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You have papers.